Welcome back. Today, we're diving into something a lot of you have been asking about, the Book of Enoch, and how it fits in with the Ethiopian Bible.
Right.
We're going to be breaking down this super interesting article. It's called Exploring the Mysteries of the Book of Enoch and the Ethiopian Bible. And we're going to see what we can find.
Yeah.
It's really wild how this old text, it's not in the regular Bible, but it was a big deal for early Jewish thought, and you can even see some of it in early Christian writings too.
Really makes you think, what if the Book of Enoch was more accepted back then?
Yeah.
How different
Totally.
would our understanding of early Christianity be, you know?
For sure. To really get it, I guess we should start with the Book of Enoch itself.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be by Enoch and Noah's great grandfather, but most people who study this stuff think it was actually a bunch of different writers from between the 3rd century BCE and the 1st century CE.
Right. Yeah, that was the Second Temple period, like a crazy time for the Jewish people. Like huge cultural shifts, political stuff, like everything's changing. They were like dealing with Hellenistic thought coming in. Plus, all the oppression going on, which eventually led to the Maccabean revolt. And all of that, like all those anxieties, all those hopes, they kind of get woven into the Book of Enoch. Yeah.
So, right in the middle of all this craziness, the
Yeah.
Book of Enoch
Which
appears.
sucked.
And it's got apocalyptic visions, moral lessons, all that.
Oh yeah, and mystical revelations too. Like it's almost like you're like peeking into the heart of this community, really struggling with these like huge questions about sin, redemption, like what does God's judgment even mean,
Well, that's heavy stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and it reveals a lot about beliefs and practices back then that were like really different from what we see later on in rabbinic Judaism. Like for example, the way they describe angels like in detail, their roles, this really elaborate cosmology, and a big emphasis on divine punishment for sin. It all paints a pretty unique picture of this period.
Okay, so to make things even more interesting, we've also got the Ethiopian Bible, which isn't the same as the one most Christians use, right?
Exactly. Yeah, the Ethiopian Bible, it has like 81 books.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, and a lot of them are considered apocryphal or sometimes deuterocanonical by other Christian groups.
Hold on, can we break that down for a sec? What
Sure.
do those words even mean?
So basically it means they weren't really accepted by like everyone back in the early church as as being like truly inspired scripture.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, different communities had different ideas about which texts were like the real deal, spiritually speaking.
Makes sense.
But the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, they really embrace these extra books,
Right.
and it gives us like a glimpse into how diverse early Christian thought really was.
Okay.
It's kind of like having access to a bigger library of ancient wisdom.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so in this bigger library, we get the Book of Enoch, the Book of Jubilees, and the Ascension of Isaiah.
Right.
And they add all this extra insight into the Bible stories and spiritual themes.
Yeah, it's fascinating how they like add to and sometimes even like challenge what we think we know about these familiar stories. Like the Book of Jubilees, it's like it retells the Genesis story, but with a big focus on God's law and the covenant with humanity.
Oh, interesting.
And the Ascension of Isaiah, that one's it's this mystical story of Isaiah going up to heaven. Like you get a glimpse of what heaven's like.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, people often say the Ethiopian Bible has 100 books,
Right.
but is that for real?
Well, it's more of a symbolic thing in the Ethiopian Orthodox tradition. The number 100 has a special meaning for them. What really matters is that they've got these unique texts and what those texts tell us about early Christian thought and how different biblical canons came to be.
So with all these amazing texts, Why is the Book of Enoch so important to the Ethiopian tradition?
Well, it really goes deep into angelology, you know, like all about angels,
yeah,
cosmology, like the structure of the universe and divine punishment, too. It gives you this this much more elaborate understanding of the spiritual realm than you get in the traditional Old or New Testaments.
I see. So it's like filling in some of the gaps.
Kind of. Yeah. It it takes that little mention of the Watchers in Genesis. You know, those fallen angels who messed around with humans, and it like really expands on that story, raising all these really interesting questions about sin and judgment.
That's something that you know, still resonates today. Like, people are still trying to figure out you know, good and evil and choices and all that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's timeless.
So, we know, what other big themes like jump out at you from the Book of Enoch?
Well, one thing that's really clear is that the Book of Enoch is, it's super concerned with the final judgment, you know, like the righteous and the wicked and who gets what.
Yeah.
It really emphasizes, personal accountability, this idea that, your actions have like real consequences,
right?
And that God is going to hold everyone accountable, you know?
Yeah, that's a message that that goes way beyond just like one time or culture.
Definitely, yeah. It's universal.
Right. It's like this ancient text, like holding up a mirror to humanity.
Yeah.
You know, reminding us that we can be good or bad.
Yeah. And within all that, there's also this message of hope.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Book of Enoch, it talks about what happens to the righteous, you know, promising them solace and eternal life if they stay faithful.
Yeah.
It really paints this this vivid picture of angels, especially especially the archangels, as like God's messengers and the ones who you know, uphold moral order.
Wow, it's like a sneak peek into a whole spiritual world,
right?
You know, that that people were really fascinated by back then.
Oh yeah, and people are still fascinated by it today.
Wow. So much to unpack here.
Right.
But before we get into all those awesome themes, maybe we should talk about why the Book of Enoch got left out of the Hebrew Bible and most Christian traditions. Mm-hmm. You know, even though it was like influential.
Yeah, that's a question that that scholars have been like arguing about for centuries, you know?
Really?
Yeah, there are all sorts of theories, but one idea is that, you know, as the early church was like figuring out its doctrines and which books were in and which were out, some texts like the Book of Enoch, maybe they just didn't fit in theologically anymore.
Oh, so like they weren't seen as accurate or important anymore.
Right, kind of. Yeah, their authority was questioned.
So even though early Christians knew about the Book of Enoch and talked about it, it ended up being, you know, excluded from the official Bible that most Christians use.
Exactly. But then you have the Ethiopian Orthodox Church with their own history and traditions.
Right.
They preserved the Book of Enoch. They saw its spiritual value and made it part of their sacred scriptures.
Wow, that's so interesting.
It just shows you how different interpretations of faith have like always existed.
Yeah, and how they've like changed over time.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's amazing how one book can, you know, start so many discussions about history and faith and how we interpret things.
It really is, yeah.
But before we go too far down that rabbit hole, let's get back to the Book of Enoch itself.
Okay.
What are some of the big differences in like how angels in heaven and the end times are portrayed in the Book of Enoch compared to like the Old and New Testament?
Well, the Book of Enoch, it gives you a much more detailed and elaborate picture of the angelic realm.
Okay.
Way more than what you see in the Old or New Testament.
So like more information.
Yeah, it's like it lays out this whole hierarchy of angels. Mm. Their roles, what they're responsible for, even like their names and ranks.
Wow, that's pretty in depth.
It is, yeah. It's like you're getting a behind the scenes tour of heaven.
I like that.
Yeah, with all the drama and the inner workings.
Right, and it doesn't like shy away from the darker side of angels either, right?
I don't know.
Not like the Watchers, those fallen angels who tempted humans.
Yeah.
That story's, it's really explored in the Book of Enoch.
Yeah, it is. And it gives you a whole different way of looking at where evil comes from and how it affects the world.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it makes you think about good and evil in a more I guess you could say, a more complex way.
Yeah.
You know, it suggests that even these beings, like angels, they can fall to temptation too.
Wow.
And it raises questions about free will and, you know, what happens when we make bad choices.
Yeah, like choices have consequences.
Right. And that's, you know, that's just as true today as it was back then.
Yeah, totally.
It seems like the Book of Enoch, it's not really about giving you straight answers.
Okay.
It's more about making you think about these tough questions, you know, mm-hmm. the mysteries of the universe and facing some uncomfortable truths about ourselves and good and evil.
That's deep.
Yeah, it is, but it's also what makes the Book of Enoch so fascinating, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
It doesn't sugarcoat things.
Right.
But it also offers hope.
Oh, yeah.
This idea that that people who are trying to be good, that they can find redemption.
Right, so it's not all doom and gloom.
No, not at all.
Okay, so even though it's not in the regular Bible, it obviously had a big impact on early Christianity.
Absolutely. The Book of Enoch, it was full of imagery and ideas and even theological stuff that really resonated with early Christians.
I see.
And you can see its influence in their writings, their art, even in the New Testament itself.
Wait, are you saying there's stuff from the Book of Enoch in the New Testament?
There is, yeah.
Wow.
The Book of Jude, for example, it directly quotes from the Book of Enoch.
Wait.
Yeah, it talks about, you know, the prophecy about judgment for the wicked.
Okay.
And that shows us that that early Christians knew about the Book of Enoch and they thought it was important.
That's wild. It makes you think about how Christian thought might have been totally different if the Book of Enoch, you know, was part of the official Bible.
It's a really interesting thought, yeah.
Yeah.
And it just highlights how important it is to understand the history and how diverse early Christian beliefs really were.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It seems like the Book of Enoch, even though it's, you know, not in our Bibles, it still gives us this really valuable way of looking at how early Christian thought developed.
Absolutely. Yeah, it reminds us that that figuring out the official Bible was a complicated process.
Yeah, I bet.
With all these theological debates and cultural influences and historical stuff going on.
So even though we don't you know, see the Book of Enoch in church, it still had this huge impact. You know,
yeah,
and it helps us understand early Christianity, and even you know, makes us think about our own beliefs and how we interpret things.
Right, it challenges us to look deeper.
Yeah, totally.
You know, looking at the Book of Enoch and the Ethiopian Bible, it kind of makes you think about how we approach religious texts in general. You know?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, like for centuries, a lot of Western traditions, they've seen the Bible, the 66 books that Protestants use,
right,
as like the complete word of God.
Yeah.
No changes allowed, only one way to interpret it.
Like a closed book.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But then you have the Ethiopian Bible.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, hold on, there's more to this story.
Oh, yeah.
There are other voices, other perspectives, other ways of understanding, like, the divine.
It's like finding a secret section in the library.
Yeah, like a whole new wing.
Yeah. Full of books we never even knew existed.
Exactly. And it makes you ask, like, why were some books included in one Bible but not in another?
Right.
What was going on back then, historically, culturally?
Yeah.
How can we, like, appreciate all the different ways people have thought about religion throughout history?
It's like being a detective for old texts.
Yeah. Trying to put the pieces together.
Figuring out how they came to be and what they meant to different people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it reminds us that even, you know, even these sacred texts, they're still products of their time.
Right.
Written by people who were grappling with the big questions.
The big questions.
Yeah, like life, death, why are we even here?
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of stuff.
So it's not about taking everything literally, but more about understanding the context, the message, yeah, the impact.
Right, right.
How these texts affected different communities over time.
The Book of Enoch is a perfect example. Like, even though it's not in the regular Bible,
right,
its themes and ideas, they really resonated with early Christians.
Yeah.
And it influenced their thinking.
Right.
The boundaries of, like, religious thought, they're often more fluid, more interconnected than we realize.
It's like all these different ideas and influences kind of mixing together.
Right, to shape early Christianity.
It's not about, you know, saying one Bible is better than another.
No.
But more about seeing how they, like, add to our understanding of faith.
Exactly. Yeah. Each Bible, each text, each interpretation, it's like it adds another thread to this big tapestry of human spirituality.
I like that, the tapestry.
Yeah. And by studying these different perspectives,
yeah,
we get a deeper appreciation for how vast and complex religious thought really is.
It's like a puzzle, like a giant puzzle with all these different pieces.
Yeah.
And even the pieces that seem missing or out of place,
right,
they still contribute to the bigger picture.
That's what I love about this deep dive. Yeah.
It's not about finding all the answers.
Right.
It's about expanding our awareness,
yeah,
challenging what we think we know, and embracing the mystery.
Okay, I'm definitely feeling mystery here.
Good.
Let's get back to the Book of Enoch itself.
Okay.
What really stood out to you when you were reading it?
Honestly, the imagery, man.
Yeah.
So vivid.
Yeah.
And the ideas are just like so bold, you know?
Yeah.
The Book of Enoch is full of these like incredible visions of heaven, angels, the end times.
Wow.
It's not your typical Sunday school stuff.
Sounds more like a cosmic epic.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
Divine revelations, otherworldly encounters, that kind of thing.
It is. And you got to remember, these visions, they weren't just for like entertainment.
Yeah.
They were meant to convey like profound truths about God, good and evil, you know, our destiny as humans.
So it's storytelling and theology.
Yes.
All mixed up with this apocalyptic vibe. Exactly. Yeah. And that was pretty common back then in the Second Temple period.
Okay.
Remember, that was a time of like a lot of uncertainty and upheaval.
Yeah. Yeah.
People were looking for answers, hope, guidance.
Yeah. The world was a pretty messy place back then.
Yeah, it was.
And the Book of Enoch, like, provided that.
It did, yeah.
A glimpse into the spiritual realm, a way to navigate all the challenges.
Right, and it did it in a way that that really made people think.
Okay.
Wasn't afraid to ask the hard questions about sin, judgment, the nature of evil.
Yeah, so it wasn't just about feeling good.
No.
It was about challenging people to, like, really examine their beliefs and actions.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's why it's still relevant today. You know, it reminds us that faith isn't just about blindly accepting things.
Yes.
It's about wrestling with the tough stuff, searching for truth.
Yeah.
Trying to live a life that reflects your values.
It's about really engaging with your spirituality in a way that makes you think and feel.
Exactly. That's what the Book of Enoch wants us to do.
Yeah.
It pushes us to like think outside the box, question our assumptions, and explore all of human experience, good and bad.
Right. The whole spectrum.
Yeah.
It sounds like a book for people who are looking for a deeper understanding of themselves and the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. And for those who are willing to go on that journey.
Yeah.
The Book of Enoch offers a really rich and rewarding experience.
Okay.
It's a reminder that even these old texts can still speak to us.
Right.
Offering wisdom, guidance, and a sense of wonder that goes beyond time and place.
One thing that really struck me was, how much the Book of Enoch emphasizes moral responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just about believing the right things.
Right.
It's about living a good life, making ethical choices.
Yeah, contributing to the well-being of others.
So it's about walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
Exactly. Yeah, your actions have to match your beliefs.
Yeah.
And that's a message that really hits home today.
I agree.
You know, with all the ethical challenges we're facing,
yeah,
the Book of Enoch reminds us to use our freedom wisely.
Right.
Make choices that promote justice, compassion, the common good.
Yeah. Think about our impact on others.
Right.
Leave the world a better place.
Exactly. And that brings us to another big theme in the Book of Enoch.
Yeah.
Divine judgment.
Oh, right. The big one.
Yeah.
A lot of people, misunderstand that concept, or they're even afraid of it.
I understand.
How does the Book of Enoch approach it?
Well, it presents God as a just God.
Okay.
Emphasizing that justice will win out in the end.
Right.
But it's not about punishing people just for the sake of it.
Right.
It's about accountability.
Okay.
Making sure that good triumphs over evil, that those who have been wronged will see justice done.
So it's about restoring balance.
Right. Restoring harmony to the universe.
Yeah.
And this idea of divine judgment, it's closely tied to the afterlife.
Oh, yeah. What happens after we die?
Right. The Book of Enoch gives us a glimpse of what's waiting for us beyond this world.
Okay.
A realm where the righteous are rewarded,
yeah,
and the wicked, well, they have to face the consequences.
It's like a cosmic system of rewards and punishments.
Yeah.
Coming a message of hope for the good people.
Right.
And a warning for the bad ones.
Exactly. And this vision of the afterlife, it really had a big impact on both Jewish and Christian thought.
Okay.
It shaped how they understood morality, justice, and the whole point of human existence.
Wow. So it's like this huge cosmic play.
Yeah.
And we're all actors in it.
With really high stakes.
And the Book of Enoch is telling us to choose our roles carefully.
Right. To live a life that's worthy of, you know, divine favor.
That's a powerful message.
It is. Yeah.
And it still resonates today.
Yeah, it speaks to our desire for justice, meaning a life that's bigger than just this world.
Absolutely. Yeah. It reminds us that even though life can be tough,
right,
and unpredictable,
yeah,
there's something bigger at work, a divine plan unfolding.
Right.
And a promise of ultimate redemption for those who are looking for it.
It's a message that's both comforting and challenging.
Yeah.
Right.
It pushes us to live with purpose, integrity, and hope.
I like that. Purpose, integrity, and hope.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
And that's the beauty of the Book of Enoch. It's not just an old book.
Right.
It's a living text.
Right.
Full of wisdom, guidance, and a glimpse into, you know, the mysteries of the universe.
As we're talking, I can't help but think about the Ethiopian Bible again.
Yeah.
And its place in, you know, in the world of religious texts.
Oh, yeah. The Ethiopian Bible is amazing.
It is.
It's like a treasure chest of ancient wisdom and spiritual insight.
It's not just a bunch of books, but a living tradition that's been passed down through generations.
It connects us to, like, our ancestors, their beliefs, their practices.
Exactly. And it gives us this unique way of looking at the Bible.
Yeah.
One that's often ignored or dismissed in the West.
Okay.
It reminds us that there are so many ways to understand and interpret scripture.
Right.
And that every tradition has something valuable to offer.
The Ethiopian Bible with the Book of Enoch and all these other texts.
Yeah.
It challenges us to broaden our understanding of what it means to be a person of faith.
It encourages us to embrace diversity, listen to different voices,
yeah,
learn from other cultures.
And when we do that,
yeah,
we grow spiritually and we help create a more compassionate, understanding world.
Beautifully said. Yeah.
This deep dive, it's like we took a crash course in ancient wisdom and spiritual exploration.
It has been, yeah.
And it's amazing to realize that we've only just scratched the surface.
Right.
There's so much more to discover in the Book of Enoch, the Ethiopian Bible.
Yeah.
And all these other religious texts out there.
Like opening a door to a whole universe of knowledge and inspiration.
And possibilities.
Right. The journey just begins here.
Right. So keep exploring. Keep asking questions. Keep searching for the truth.
Exactly. Wherever it leads.
This deep dive has been quite a journey.
It has.
I feel like we've only just started to explore the Book of Enoch and the Ethiopian Bible.
We have. Yeah. But hopefully we've, sparked your curiosity enough to keep exploring on your own.
Yeah. I hope so.
It's like planting a seed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, now it's up to you to water it and see what grows.
I love that, the seed analogy.
Yeah.
So for those who want to really dive in, where would you suggest they go next?
Well, there are some really great translations and commentaries on the Book of Enoch out there.
Okay.
Both in print and online.
Okay.
The Charlesworth translation is a popular one. It's pretty easy to understand.
Okay, Charlesworth, I'll check that out.
And for those interested in the Ethiopian Bible itself, you can find resources from the Ethiopian Orthodox Church.
Okay.
And there are also scholarly works that focus on Ethiopian Christianity.
So there's a lot of research out there.
Oh yeah, tons.
Waiting to be discovered.
And don't underestimate the power of talking to other people about it, you know,
right.
Finding online forums or study groups, even academic conferences on these topics.
Yeah, it's like joining a community of explorers.
Exactly. Yeah, everyone brings their own perspectives and insights.
And as you keep exploring, remember to approach these texts with an open mind, you know.
Right.
Be curious and be willing to challenge your own assumptions.
Absolutely.
It's not just about learning stuff. It's about using that knowledge to change ourselves and the world.
Yeah, to make a difference.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's about understanding the world better, our place in it, and the mysteries that are out there.
And maybe we'll even learn something new about ourselves along the way.
That's the best part, right?
It is. Yeah, it's all about discovery and growth and transformation.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I will leave you with one final thought.
Okay, I'm listening.
How might our understanding of the Bible and even faith itself be different if the Book of Enoch was in the regular canon? What insights might we have gained?
Right.
What conversations might we have had?
Yeah.
And what is the Ethiopian Bible, you know, accepting this book and these other texts, what does that tell us about how diverse religious thought has always been?
Those are some really powerful questions.
Yeah, they make you think about how we form our beliefs and appreciate all the different faith traditions that have shaped the world.
Definitely.
I know I'll be thinking about those questions for a long time.
Me too.
And to you, our listener, we encourage you to do the same. Don't be afraid to explore, to challenge your assumptions, to embrace the mystery in these ancient texts.
The world of ancient texts is vast and amazing.
It is.
Full of wisdom, inspiration, and challenges.
Who keep exploring, keep learning, and keep the conversation going.
Yes.
Until next time, happy diving.